Greek Australians east of Melbourne fear a new ban on smoking in outdoor dining areas will change a way of life. The new ban, brought in this week, is creating upset and confusion for the mainly Greek-born customers of Oakley's Eaton Mall. Every morning, Greek Australian migrants Petros, George and Spyro meet at the Kentro Cafe in Oakley's Eaton Mall. For hours, they sip coffee, smoke cigarettes, and discuss life. It's a tradition that dates back decades. From the 1st of August, Victoria rolled out a smoking ban in nearly all outdoor dining areas, and Petros Georgiakis isn't happy.
I haven't smoked 60 years. Can't say now stop to smoke, you know. It's not fair. Enjoying with the coffee here with the friends to say, you know, not smoke. That's not good.
It's a remnant of life in Greece that's been transplanted to Oakley with a migrant influx from the mid-20th century. Manager of Kentro, Giorgio Francis, says his cafe is doing all it can to accommodate their elderly smoking customers. He says it's not about the money, as generally they spend very little. Instead, it's about respecting the traditions of the older generation.
All they want is a coffee and a cigarette in the morning, speak to their mates, that's it. That's their lives. I go home, they watch the news, I go to sleep, and I'll do it all over again tomorrow. You can't take half of what they live for away from them.
14% of Oakley's residents still speak Greek, and the suburb's Eaton Mall has become their home away from the homeland. George Starinos runs the family cafe Yefsi in the mall. He says the Greek traditions are what makes Oakley so unique.
The people that made Oakley or Eaton Mall, they're the third generation Greek Australians in Greece. We get up in the morning, we go to the cafeneum, which is the coffee shop, and have a coffee and a smoke, talk politics or whatever else, and then go on by their own business every day. The same thing has happened here.
Under the new rules, individuals caught smoking in outdoor dining areas will face fines up to $773, with businesses liable for $7,000 more. But Oakley local Sophia Akalaitis says the new rules are confusing and unfair.
It's taking the rights off people again. That's the way I look at it. And if you don't want people to smoke, don't make the bloody thing. Simple as that.
To circumvent the rules, some cafes have stopped outdoor food service for designated smoking hours, while others have erected 4-metre buffers between smoking and non-smoking areas. Monash City Council councillor Jeff Lake agrees the laws are confusing. He says he would like to see a blanket ban on smoking in all outdoor dining areas throughout the mall.
There should not be these loopholes that through a trader saying that this is not an eating space anymore, for the next hour this is a drinking space, therefore people can smoke. That's not on.
But business owners like EFC Cafe's George Starinos fear the law spells the end for the Greek cultural heritage of Oakley.
And now I heard them talking about if this is going to be not be able to have a smoke and a coffee, I don't think we'll be coming to Oakley.